This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We understand it based on the rule that containment facility would have to have the capacity to retain 110% of the fuel that's in the actual container. One of the concerns that has raised is that it would cost farmers several thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in order to build the containment facility and also procure the services of an engineer to help them design and oversee the construction of that facility.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They particularly stressed the cost that it would place on farms and ranches, as well as the timing, given that farms and ranches are supposed to comply with this rule by November 11th. There's concern that some of the farms are having trouble retaining the services of an engineer, so it's very difficult to comply by that deadline. And also, they're concerned that with some of the financial losses that a number of farms, not only in the Mid-South, but also in the Midwest, have faced earlier this year with the devastating floods, that just comes at a very bad time in terms of adding some additional expense to those farms that have already suffered some significant financial losses earlier in the year. Based on the letter that they sent to EPA Administrator Jackson, that was some of the primary concerns that were expressed by Congressman Fincher and Congressman Crawford.